Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I am going to give you a rundown of I Told Them by Burna Boy. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is
I Told Them by Burna Boy was released on August 25th, 2023 under Spaceship Records, Bad Habit and Atlantic Recording Corporation. It has 15 songs, which represents about 42 minutes of runtime. Interestingly, there were 5 collaborations shown on the announcement billboard, but 7 on the actual album track listing on DSPs, which include Reza and Jeeza, the Wu-Tang peeps. And of course, multiple production placements. If we're gonna keep it a buck, there's a lot to unpack with I Told Them as the Burna Boy new album. It's his 7th studio album, and the last 3 before this one have been absolute slappers, man. Love Damini, Twice as Tall, African Giant, come on. That 2019 to 2022 run is one of the greatest we've seen from an African artist, and one of the greatest from a wider Afrobeats artist, if you want to call him that, even though he doesn't call himself that. He's also made history by getting a Grammy and becoming the first ever African artist to perform a headline show at and sell out a UK stadium when he played at the London Stadium. This guy is on a roll. He is on a roll. And looking at the title, I Told Them is really an unpacking of the prophecy, as it were. He said so himself that he was actually looking at Twitter. It's a Twitter-inspired title where he looked at some of his older tweets and he just went down a rabbit hole and he was manifesting all these things. And now he's that guy. He is Burna Boy and everybody knows his name. He's the biggest artist out of Africa right now and has been for a while. I mean, that's contentious to people that support Wizkid and everything, but it's all good. It is what it is. So I Told Them really just is to the haters to say, yo, I told you, but you didn't believe me. Now, interestingly, something that has come up is how the last wave, or the wave for his song Last, really inspired a lot of what we're seeing Burna Boy do right now. He obviously released Sitting on Top of the World, which samples the song by Brandy featuring Mace, which is from like 1998. And this is one of the songs you get on I Told Them. He really set the tone with Sitting on Top of the World because it was almost extending the run with Last and taking it into 2023. And then when he released Taliban's 2 with Byron Messiah, which is actually Byron Messiah's song originally, but the second version they share, he went in a different direction. This was kind of like the Burna Boy I would expect, so to speak, just based on his discography. And song has been doing really well as well. Then he released Big 7. And the title of this song is interesting because I Told Them is his 7th studio album, like I said. So Big 7 repeats Big 7, Big 7, Big 7. He's basically saying, yo, look, this is my 7th studio album. So although it's a standalone song, it has everything to do with the album. This guy is calculated, I'm telling you. This guy is calculated. And so obviously the song is on I Told Them, the album. And it is heartfelt because, you know, he sends out an RIP to Virgil Abloh. He says RIP to Sidhu, which is the Indian rapper who was gunned down, unfortunately, Sidhu Mooswala. And this song also, there's a familiar sound to it. And I'm still trying to place it, whether it's a sample or whatever the case may be, but it led me to two places, which is Willemstad by Kulas and Blacka, who are Dutch, a Dutch rap group. And then Alicia Keys with Try Sleeping With a Broken Heart. But this melody, I think there's somewhere else. I just cannot place it, but there's somewhere else where it's from. So when I find out, I will let you know. Forget the whole sample hullabaloo for a bit, and Big Seven still kind of feels hip-hoppy in many ways, and a dead giveaway is the video. Burna Boy is really tapping into the American culture we grew up seeing in the late 90s and early 2000s, like the Avericks jackets, FUBU clothing, Rough Riders, all of that colorful stuff, a bit baggy, here we go. And this is what inspired us to even want this as musicians, you know, because we saw this culture which reflected our aspirations in a way, and it was the African Americans that were really leading it. And he tapped that into that culture very well on the Big Seven video, which features some of the greatest artists also to come out of the US. And it was just watching it, just felt like being teleported back into the time when I was like, I don't know, 11, 12, 13 years old, and just looking at this culture and thinking, damn, I'd love to be, you know, one of these guys. Now, if you take that perspective, that actually also shines a light into who Burna Boy is, because I think in that way, it's a shared experience, something that I would have shared, something that you would have shared, but also something that Burna Boy shares with everybody. And this is why he's so good when it comes to the sampling, because Lost Lost was not a fluke. There was a method to the madness, and it became one of his biggest songs ever. And at the time, I think it was his biggest song. I remember watching an interview, and he was saying, look, when it comes to the money, Lost Lost has killed everybody. And then it became a strategy, like, you know what, can we double down on this? And that's how Sitting on Top of the World came about. And I think it's sitting on Spotify at about 23 million streams. And this is the version without 21 Savage. The version with 21 Savage is at like 8-9 million streams. And that's plus 32 million streams combined. And I gotta admit, when he dropped that tune, I really didn't gravitate to it like everybody else. I know a lot of people were like, yo, Burna Boy, he came through on this song. And I was like, eh, it's all right. I actually like Big Seven way more than I like Sitting on Top of the World. But I get the strategy, because this is now a positioning play. The mammoth hit that was Lost Lost paved the way for the American market to really start looking at Burna Boy like, hey, this guy might actually understand us more than we think he does. And with Sitting on Top of the World, he was taking them back like, look, I grew up on the same music you did. And he's created a whole new market for himself out there, because they are resonating with the hip-hop undertones that are there, and the sampling and everything else. It's a cultural grip if you think about it. And we can take it a step further. Look at the features on I Told Them. 21 Savage on Sitting on Top of the World, the other version. J. Cole on Thanks. The title I Told Them featuring Jeeza, and Jules featuring Reason. And this is again tapping into American hip-hop culture. There you go. This guy is now looking at the chessboard and thinking, what markets do I really need to conquer? Even after the Grammy, you know, from a music perspective. And it's America. America is the pinnacle. That's the truth. If you get the US market listening to you, vibing to your music, that's your bag guaranteed for life, especially from where we come from. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the Burna Boy play. This guy is gone. The most recent song that Burna Boy released off of I Told Them in the lead up to the album is Cheat on Me featuring Dave. And this one dropped a couple of days ago, and it's almost, it's actually just crossed 700,000 streams in like 2 days.
Ah,
this guy's wild, man. And Santa and Dave was in impeccable form, as usual. Essentially, these four songs represent the singles that were released prior to the album as a lead up to I Told Them. As if that were not enough, about 2-3 hours ago, Burna Boy gets tagged in a co-post by I Told Them Mag, and this is a handle on Instagram. And in the post is a cover of I Told Them, but this time as a magazine. So I Told Them, Burna Boy's album, this time as a magazine. And so when I looked at it, I'm thinking, what? There's actually an I Told Them Mag, because I hadn't heard about it. And then the time when I checked it, they literally had like 4 followers. So it was brand new. And then now, which is like three hours later, they now have about 2,000 followers. So that's a different ballgame. Now, what was interesting is basically what Burna Boy did as part of the rollout is they created a magazine called I Told Them, which goes or coincides with the album. And you click the link on the I Told Them Mag profile, and it takes you to a landing page where there's a magazine and a couple of, photos showing what's inside the magazine in itself. So, yeah, it is the magazine, and it's a limited edition magazine, which goes for $30, which I think is a shit ton of money. But it's done purposefully, because it is a collector's item for Burna Boy fans. Like, this is the first and last time you can get this magazine, basically. And the magazine will be released on August 25th, 2023, which is the date of the release of the album, which is today. And I thought that was hella cool. Just from a rollout perspective, come on, he's releasing an album to go with his... he's releasing a magazine to go with his album, and the album cover is the magazine cover. Okay, cool. You know what, let me just read the description of the whole thing, and then you get the gist. Burna Boy's special edition magazine accompanies his 7th studio album, I Told Them. The exclusive piece is meant to serve as a collector's item, a special keepsake for his fans. From front to back, the magazine features never-before-seen content, including a conversation between Burna Boy and Reza of the Wu-Tang Clan, articles written by his mother, manager, Bose, along with his grandfather, former manager of the legendary Fela Kuti, photos from throughout the making of the album, and more. The limited run magazine will be available exclusively at select pop-up events and via Burna Boy's website, which is where I'm reading this. And this magazine is 64 pages and includes an I Told Them coincide CD inside the packaging. This product is estimated to ship within 2 weeks, but is subject to delays. So this is fantastic, because you not only get the album, you actually get a magazine with it. Oh, man, these guys are operating at the highest level of music, and it's no wonder they are at the very top, at the pinnacle. And when I think about it, it's a great way to get the sales going and to push more units. But going back to the CD, kind of like the novelty of owning the music rather than the streaming platforms. I mean, it's great paying our $9.99s to the DSPs, but look at this. So everything around I Told Them is really marketing genius on display, but he's taking people back to the nostalgic days, not only with the music, but the memorabilia around the release, and even this play with the magazine and a CD to go with. The owners of that magazine and CD might never get to play it ever. As in, where are you going to play the CD? How many people have a CD player? But it's a keepsake that you will have for the rest of your life. Now, have you noticed something? I haven't even talked about the wider album anyway. I Told Them opens up with the title track, I Told Them, which features Jizza. There's something unique about this. It starts with a very Afrocentric type of chant, which then carries throughout the song. But the makeup, the feel of the entire song is really like dancehall. There's that dancehall progression there. And then at the end, Jizza comes through with like a verse slash spoken word thing going on. Man. Ah, Burner Boy. This guy knows how to start an album. And in contrast to his last album, he had like Ladysmith, Black Mambazo. Now he's gone in a different direction. He's got Jizza from Wu-Tang there. My guy. When I listened to track 2, which is Normal, it took me to the Burna Boy of old. And I'm talking like to party Burna Boy. With that hip hop kind of backtrack, but then he's doing his singing thing with a little patois or whatever. This guy, he has a style that he has sort of carried throughout, but it's become his signature when you really think about it. And this is a vibey track all the way through. It really gives that feel good vibe. And for people that have started to listen to Burna Boy probably in the last 3 years, within the last 3 years particularly because of the Grammy exposure and then the thing with Last and now Sitting on Top of the World, they're really going to love the progression of this album, because it goes from something that's super Afrocentric, even though it has Jizza at the end, which then takes it back to America, but the makeup of a song like Normal is just gonna be like, okay, I like this guy. On track 3, he goes back to the African roots, so to speak, with a little bit of Afro beats in the structure, in the groove of the song, but it becomes more Afro poppy. And this is maybe what Burna Boy has always kind of said in interviews, like, I'm not an Afro beats artist, you know, whatever he calls himself. This song kind of really explains that. When you listen to it, you start to understand why it's very hard to box him into the Afrobeat space, though it makes sense to do so. It really feels like a fusion kind of song and takes elements from just many different genres, and even goes a little bit islandy when there's no vocal on top of it when you listen to it. Track 4 is a track that we are all familiar with, Sitting on Top of the World featuring 21 Savage. And then on track 5, this guy just flips it again. Tested, Approved, and Trusted has got dancehall written all over it. In the Caribbean, this song might end up being a big tune in the Caribbean. Watch out for this song, I'm telling you. On that note, one of the songs to watch out from an Afrobeats perspective is Day Play. You listen to it and the first thing you think about with the percolating rhythms and an absolutely infectious groove is, this song is fire. And the Asake type chorus, ad lib, so to speak, in the chorus, it's not quite Asake-esque, but it has that chant thing going on, and that's catchy right now. It continues to be catchy since Asake made it a thing 2 or so years ago. And you know what, come to think about it, he also did it on the song Normal, which is song number 2 on this album, I Told Them. Now, peep this. The track that comes after Day Play is also another banger, and it's City Boys. Now, when I heard it, I was like, wait, I've heard this before. And a few days ago, a Burna Boy dropped a clip from the filming of the music video, and he still maintains that almost like 90s journey with his music videos, which means to me he's not only doubling down on the, you know, Afro hip-hop mix, He's like tripling, quadrupling down on it at this point. So likely City Boys is the next single from here. And I think it makes sense because Cheat On Me with Dave, which was the one that was dropped about 2 days ago, has more of a, it's kind of like a ladies vibe. It's smooth. It's like, yo, I'm sorry, I kind of cheated on me by cheating on you kind of thing. So it wasn't really, you know, it's not your, I don't know if it's going to burn up. But City Boys,
hey,
yo, yeah. And to really up the ante, he then enlists the talents of Shay Vibes on Giza, which is Afropiano. And you know what that means? I added it to the Afropiano playlist. So go over to Spotify, search for Afropiano. And the Spotify playlist that comes up right now, I think the cover's got Ashake. And actually, you know what? That's the other thing. He's called Ashake, not Asake. Anyway, anglicizing everything. I'm sorry. It's got Ashake and Olamide on it right now. So follow the playlist on Spotify. I'm telling you, it's a fire playlist. And of course, do head over to redsau.com, redsau.com, and you can get your I Love Nigerian Music t-shirts as well as I Love African Music t-shirts. I think for me, the song If I'm Lying was one of the most interesting listens on this project, I told them, because vocally, Burna Boy actually super challenged himself to like the next level. And you know, he's got a very interesting voice. It's got this raspiness to it. But here he kind of slowed it down and tried to really challenge himself. And I think it came out brilliantly with the acoustics just kickstarting the song and also carrying the vibe, the feel of the song. From a songwriting perspective, this is a song that likely will resonate with a much wider audience just because of where it takes the listener and how wide a sort of spectrum it can really appeal to, talking about people that might not even listen to Burna Boy. Really well written song. Now, If I'm Lying made even more sense after I listened to track 14, which is Thanks featuring J. Cole. So I'm listening to this song, and the first thing that comes to mind is like, sonically, I'm not really feeling this, right? It's this almost unplugged tiny desk kind of vibe where there's this like, you know, it's like a light drum tapping. And then there's, you know, some guitars playing, and then mostly it's just the vocals. So when you listen to the context of the rest of the album, it's kind of like, okay, you know what I mean? Then I listened to the lyrics, and even more so when J. Cole came through with these verse, and it was way more enjoyable because it was a song that was crafted to make you listen. That's what it was crafted to do, to make you listen. And they nailed it. They absolutely nailed it. For that sonic thing that I was looking for and didn't get, just the entire makeup of the song and the intentional unpluggedness of it makes sense. Totally makes sense. And the final track on I Told Them is Taliban's 2, which is a fire track. We all know this. Byron Messiah. Come on, man. Or is it Messiah? What ifs? Look, brilliant album by Burna Boy. I'm going to say it before I even rate it. Fantastic sequencing and strong, powerful singles. I mean, the four of them, obviously, Cheat On Me only came out like when? 2 days ago. So we won't count that. So the three of them, they're all sitting at above 8 million streams right now. Which is freaking fantastic. And so you know there's going to be some big ones coming out of this one. I favorited almost every single song on this album. And oh yeah, I actually didn't talk about the Virgil Abloh. It's like an interlude, and this interlude is very telling because what Virgil Abloh is talking about is basically, and rest in peace, Virgil Abloh, is in a concept sense what we're getting with I Told Them. It's wow, it's amazing. It's really amazing. And obviously that interlude comes just before Big Seven, where the first thing he says is, you know, rest in peace, Virgil. And it's like, man, Burna Boy, you did it again. Look, this is probably the longest review I have done ever. So it is what it is. Let's get to the rating. How do I rate I Told Them by Burna Boy? This is a tough one. But it is what it is, and I'm going to call it what it is. For me, this album is almost perfect. Almost perfect. So I'm going to give it a solid 9.3 out of 10. Freaking fantastic. And there are hits that are going to come out of this. I see the play. I see the long-term play. And I see exactly why he decided to drop this album a year after the last one. It's like, I thought he was going to give us, you know, a two-year break. But well done, Burna Boy. Well done. You've done it again. Yeah. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.